Mike at 855 450 free. However, at least for the first portion of the program tonight, we will be taking calls for our special guest who is in the studio. We will tell you about her here in a moment. With you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And so 855-450-free, mark that down. You might need it during the next hour here because we're going to talk about unschooling with somebody who's pretty experienced at unschooling, but also a different kind of parenting style altogether. And we're going to get into that. Also want to invite you to connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. It is the live Saturday edition of the program here tonight. And, Mark, you invited our guest in here this evening. Her name's Dana Martin.
That's right. Well, and Dana is, she's probably one of the premier voices on the ideas of unschooling. And, Dana, can you give us the elevator pitch? What is unschooling?
Well, unschooling is a method of homeschooling in that we live life as though school doesn't exist. That's where it's different. 99% of people that homeschool by a curriculum and
yep.
do what schools do at home
yep.
at the kitchen table or whatever, and they live the agenda of the schools. But
oftentimes, homeschooling students will be well in advance of, say, kids in regular school. Sometimes they'll go to college at 12 and 13. You'll hear it seems like all the spelling bee winners are homeschoolers, and I mean this can be an academic choice that can really propel some kids.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of people do it for that reason, that their children are either really advanced or not fitting into the whole scene. Either they're bullied, they don't want their children part of school in general, but we're doing it for a really different reason.
Okay.
Unschoolers in general do not want their children to be forced to live somebody else's agenda, and I don't believe that our kids should live in an environment where obedience is the main focus. And I think that in schools that children are looked down on, and they live in an authoritarian paradigm where they have to obey the adults, and I don't think that learning is the main goal. I really believe that obedience and compliance is the main focus of the institution. So we want our kids to have more freedom and respect than schools provide. And quite frankly, schools are like prison.
There's a lot of you're not just saying that. I mean, there's a lot of evidence to back up that statement that they are essentially nothing more than day prisons. You know, we've talked a lot about John Taylor Gatto. Are you familiar with his work?
John Taylor Gatto endorsed my book, Radical Unschooling.
Great.
Yeah, I'm good friend of his.
So I've never had the chance to meet him, but he did speak at one of the Liberty Forum events, which is one of the Free State Project yearly events that they put on here in New Hampshire. And he's, for our listeners that don't know, he is a teacher of the year for both New York State and I think New York City as well. But,
yeah.
This guy's got credibility in the educational realm, and he's basically come out and said, yeah, this whole government school system is basically designed to crank out unquestioning drones who will plug into kind of a corporate job and, work at that job until they're 65, retire, and then depend on the government for the rest of their life and always do what they're told, never really question anything of substance. And there's a lot of evidence for that. It's scary stuff.
You know, what I would think that, maybe the average person listening to that would be, well, yeah, that prepares kids for this world. That's what this world's about. And so why wouldn't you want to prepare your kid for that?
Indeed. So you've got a lot of experience with this. How many kids do you have?
I have 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls.
They're oldest is?
14.
14. Youngest?
Is 5.
Okay. So,
well, what are the adventures like? I mean, what's your day like? If you're not schooling, what's life like?
Well, it's probably what a lot of people do on weekends. We live life as though school doesn't exist. We pursue our passions all day, every day, but not just our kids. My husband and I do, too. We're entrepreneurs. We have our own businesses. In fact, our kids have their own
businesses.
How do you
have time to do that? I just can't imagine for a second. You've got 4 kids. How can you possibly have a business, too?
Because we just live side by side with them and pursue our passions all day and our interests, and we always have plenty of time to do whatever we want with our lives. And, we have a really different sleeping schedule than most people, so.
What's that mean?
Our kids stay up a lot later, I think, than kids in school. Our kids stay up probably until 1, 2 in the morning.
Good heavens.
Yep, and they sleep until about 11 or noon.
Oh, then that's when you get stuff done.
I get a lot done in the morning when the kids are sleeping, for sure. My husband does late at night. So there's plenty of time. When you're not part of the institution and living the school's agenda, forcing homework, it's It's really a relaxed, laid-back life.
It sounds really great. Now, so they get to decide what time they go to bed.
Yeah.
And I remember the article. We read something about you once upon a time, and I don't remember what the source of it was, but they were shocked that, like, you don't even tell your kids to brush their teeth, right?
Right. They never have to force them or anything like that to brush their teeth. They brush their teeth because it makes sense to do so.
Having a child, I just can't imagine that that's the case. He isn't going to want to bathe as often as he should. He's not going to want to brush his teeth as often as he should. And I guess I find that stunning when you say that.
I know. It's really different. I think most people in our culture live in an authoritarian paradigm where the adult tells the child what to do all day, every day, pretty much, and guides them. But when you're living in a partnership paradigm, which is what we're doing, it's really different. We give our kids information. We make suggestions. But I never have my knee on my son's chest forcing him to brush his teeth because, you know, once you get locked in that power struggle, kids do not want to do it. It becomes about a struggle for their autonomy. And if you're telling them it's time to brush your teeth, it's a really different emotional experience than the suggestion or brushing your teeth yourself and them truly having the freedom. Most of the time, they will make the choice to brush their teeth because their mouth feels better when it's clean.
Mouths do feel better when they're clean. I'm not going to disagree with that at all. I think people probably wonder where your kids fall as far as academics go. I mean, if you're unschooling, can they read? Can they add? Can they, what do they know about computers?
Yeah, I get this question all the time. I'm really happy to answer it, too. Our kids, three of them know how to read. Right now, my five-year-old is in the learning process, but we don't separate.
I can't imagine too many five-year-olds really can read a book, right?
Right.
And, maybe some memorize a book or something like that, but
I think unschoolers generally learn to read a little bit later than kids in school when they're given the freedom because that's just a natural learning curve. That learning to read falls anywhere between the ages of, 6 and 11 on average with unschoolers, but they learn to read through internal motivation as opposed to being forced to read because the schools need kids to read by grade 2 because the curriculum is easier for the teacher when children know how to read. So when children are respected and they learn naturally, my son learned how to read through playing video games online.
Wow.
He was motivated to chat with his friends and to learn to get more tools, and he learned. He's never done a phonics book, never done a reading book, never sat down, and I've never really sounded out the letters with any of the kids. We've skipped that entirely. Instead, they've learned how to read.
So what do they do if they don't know how to sound out letters? This is something I've always wondered. I kind of feel like phonics is a useful tool because when I'm confronted with a new word, I'll sound that word out. I'd fructicated. And then, once I can, say it and use it, maybe I'll go look it up or something like that. But, if they don't know phonics, what are they doing confronted with a new word?
Well, I love that you say it's a useful tool because reading, writing, and math are all tools. And they're all useful tools to help us get more of what we want in life. So what human wouldn't want to learn these things?
Sure.
And doesn't pick them up just naturally? Because most of us went through school, we went through the traditional system. It does make it seem as though it's really hard and you need a lot of instruction, but the truth is that's not true. In fact, kids learn to read and write and learn math just like they learn to walk and talk, naturally, with involved parents, with a life rich with exciting resources. We have a lot of fun things to do in our house. Our kids have always been read to. They're surrounded with the written word, and they're online chatting with their friends or playing games or doing what they want in that way. So they've...
Do you have goals, educational goals for your children for by the time they're, let's call it 18, that seems to be a significant age for people. Probably adults would have been 12 a couple of centuries ago. But okay, at 18, I would like my four children to know how to do this, this, and this. Do you have goals in that area?
No, the only goals I have for my children is that they're happy.
Okay.
And so I know that's really different than traditionally with educational goals. However, we don't live our life broken down into subjects at all. So we don't ever say you're doing math, science, reading, writing. Mm-hmm. We're just living life. But if you were to break our life down into subjects, you would see that whatever their interests are at the time, it's the nucleus of their learning. And so it's my role to bring as many resources into their lives as possible to expand on whatever they're interested in. And so they're right up to date with every other kid their age.
We're going to come back more with Dana Martin. And she's got a conference, actually, that we haven't mentioned yet. It's going to be going on in a few days, about a week from now, as I understand it. We'll get more information about the Life Rocks conference coming up here, where I imagine these sorts of things will be discussed further. 855-453 is the toll-free number. If you've got a question for Dana Martin, she is with us. We're talking unschooling and kind of a radical different way of raising kids entirely. It's Free Talk Live.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want, though hang on with that until a little bit later on after our guest has left the building. She is Dana Martin, and her website is liferocksconference.com. Well, that's one of your websites, Dana. You also have your own site, as I understand it, danamartin.com.
Yeah, it's danamartin.com.
And we're talking about unschooling, which is something that we've been discussing for a number of years on this program. Mark has a son, and he's, I think... semi in the realm of unschooling.
I think that Dana has a more narrow view of what unschooling is than perhaps I have, you know. But I prefer the term child-directed learning to some extent, you know, because it gives...
Doesn't sound as scary, I guess, maybe, to some people.
It's a little more mainstream, perhaps, you know, child-directed learning concept, something like that. But I don't think that, you know, I think that there's different people who do different unschooling stuff, and we live different lifestyles, and I'm very interested to hear what she has to
say. Yeah, and I want to know more from Dana about... You know, what got her into this? And we're going to continue that in a moment. But I want to remind you about the Free State Project. There are a group of liberty-minded folks, a big group of them, actually. We're trying to get to 20,000. There are almost 14,000 people that are signed up for this already. We're trying to get to 20,000 liberty-oriented folks to move to New Hampshire and get active for more freedom in our lifetime. Now, you can get active in whatever way you think is most effective. Maybe that's getting involved in the homeschooling slash unschooling movement, because there's certainly a lot of families that are interested in very similar ideas to what we're discussing here tonight. Or maybe you want to do politics or civil disobedience or create your own media. There's so much to do, and when you get around other people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it, all kinds of avenues and opportunities begin to present themselves. And it's working. We've already got over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and you can join the fun. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it and get involved. Again, freestateproject.org. So, again, Dana Martin is here with us. You can visit our website at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of different ways. But the Life Rocks Conference is definitely something that we should talk about, Dana, before getting into maybe a little bit of your past. What is the Life Rocks Conference and when?
The Life Rocks Conference is April 1st through the 6th. It's a week-long event. Some people come for just a day or two, though. It is a gathering of unschoolers and parents that are raising children in a free, self-directed learning environment. It is an environment where families come together from all over the world. We have families from Australia, Sweden, France, Bermuda coming this year. We have about, I think we're up to about 500 people that are going to be attending.
Wow.
This is third year.
Okay.
So it's small.
How many people?
That's pretty big to me.
Well, I mean, it's compared to other unschooling conferences. I run the conference called the Rethinking Everything Conference in Dallas, Texas, and that's huge. It's in its 16th year or so.
How many people go to that? I mean, I'm just trying to get some idea of how
to 900.
How many unschoolers do you think there are, say, in the United States?
It's really hard to say, but I think it was 1% of homeschoolers was the last estimate.
1% of homeschoolers. Yeah. And any idea what percentage of people homeschool? 0.5% of kids might be homeschooled?
I'm sure there's numbers out there if you Google
it. Okay. Yeah, I was just, you know, it's a radical departure from the ideas that we currently have, because I went to a private school, which was really no different than the public school. It's just better. It was just a better academic school, and I think that the vast majority of people look at non-governmental education in that way. Like, I could go to a private school and get either A, some religious teaching, or B, a better education, or both, and that's the reason they choose to not go through the government school paradigm. And a lot of people go to the government school paradigm thinking that they'll get, you know, a reasonably good education, and they already pay for it anyway, so might as well do it. But what's the motivation for getting into unschooling? Why do you think a lot of parents do that?
Well, I think a lot of parents come to it through all different avenues. I know me personally, it was through attachment parenting and practicing a style of parenting that was really off the beaten path.
Attachment parenting is?
Yeah, and I didn't even know it had a label, actually, until we were already parenting that way. But it's I had a natural birth and always wore my babies close, and I picked them up when they were crying, and, mm-hmm. and they slept close to us at night. I didn't put them in a crib. Mm. We co-slept because that's where they wanted to be, and it felt right. So, and I nursed until the kids outgrew the need. So instead of going by the arbitrary guidelines by like a doctor saying nurse till 6 months or don't pick a baby up if it's crying, let it cry it out, that never felt right to me. I always just tuned into my child and focused on their needs, and it never led me wrong. It felt so right. And in turn, I became really close with them. And so when my son, Devin, my 14-year-old became school age, he didn't want to leave me, and I didn't want him to leave either. And so it just was a natural thing that I said to myself, like, why are we doing this? Why are we sending our kids away? And we decided to have him at home. Devin was actually born on Columbine, the day that Columbine happened. So that kind of got my wheels spinning.
Was he ever sent to government school even for a short time?
Never.
Or did you decide against that prior to?
Yeah, our kids have never been in school, not even one day. They've walked through a school. We've gone in because they were curious to see what one looked like. So they walked
How'd
through
you get in?
What was that like when they experienced that for the first time?
It was really strange, especially we went to the school in our town, Madison Elementary, and there's signs. The first thing we saw when we walked in where there was signs on the wall that said, when there's walking, there's no talking.
Mm.
The interesting thing is people ask homeschoolers all the time and unschoolers, what about socialization? And
wow.
I want to say the first thing I remember hearing in school is you're not here to socialize.
Yeah, I was when I hear that, I think of the, you know, what socialization are you talking about? The fights in the schoolyard, the constant picking and pecking order. I mean, are you talking about the knife fighting and the cussing? I mean, exactly what kind of socialization is it that you think so important? And where does this socialization go on in the real world? I've been confronted with situations in government school that the only place that I've been confronted with situations like that is prison. So, you know, where else, what does it really prepare you for?
It's so true. And another thing people don't think about is the whole age segregation. It's not a natural environment for kids to be in, for any human to be in a situation where they're segregated by age. Our kids aren't locked in the house all day. It's kids in school that are in a brick building all day, every day, for 12 years straight.
With barbed wire fences surrounding the building.
It's getting so unbelievable in the institution. It's scary now. I mean, it was bad enough when we were kids. I can't even imagine.
Are you familiar with the Sudbury School?
Very familiar, yeah.
Now, as I understand it, it is a school that's kind of like an unschooling place.
Yeah, it's like a democratic school,
Send your kids to, and there's, you know, children of different ages are there together so they can help one, you know, older children could help younger children with researching things or whatever it is their projects might be. You know, how do you feel about that as maybe a midpoint for somebody that doesn't feel like they can maybe quit a career or doesn't feel totally comfortable with having the kids home alone or something like that? Maybe they just feel like they're too young, you know, sending them to a Sudbury school.
I definitely think it's a step up, but I do want to say whether it's Waldorf, Montessori, any kind of private school or Sudbury school, to me it all comes down to what the child wants.
Mm-hmm.
No one really ever asks that, and that's the basis of this whole philosophy to me is respecting children's needs. Some children choose school. That's still under the realm of the philosophy of being respectful. Some, you know, I can't imagine. I don't know any unschoolers that have chosen school because home is...
Mine did. And this has actually got a little heat from my partner over here who can be much more rigid than myself. Is my son wanted to go to the Waldorf school, and he's like, oh, but you're sending your kid to school. I'm not. He wants to go to school. And so we ended up sending him to Waldorf. He wanted to play with those kids. He wanted to go on hikes and that sort of thing.
Right. He's an only child, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very different thing to be in school by choice than to be forced to go.
Indeed.
So he could choose to leave, too, if he wanted to at any point.
There could be a prison break, I suppose.
855 453. Maybe you've had a question about unschooling. Dana Martin's been doing it for over a decade and almost a decade and a half at this point. And so if you've got something you want to know, you should call in now at 855-453. She'll be happy to take your calls, and we'll continue talking about unschooling and also method of parenting that's pretty different. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
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 Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, tonight, 855-453.
That's 855-453. And you can bring up what you want, though we will hold calls from you who would like to bring up what you want in favor of those who might have a question for Dana Martin. She's with us tonight. She's an unschooling advocate, a parent who raises her kids in a way that, well, is a little bit different, and I want to get more into that. We've been focusing on the unschooling aspect of Dana Martin, but there's more to discuss, and we'll continue that here in moments.
You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. Make free trade work for you. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you 75% off on heart, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from government-inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now $5 a pill on Viagra, Cialis, and 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to $25 in the U.S. Pharmacies have been their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds, 888-696-9363. 888-696-9363. Save On Meds.
Don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is your preference. They are all free, so go to news.freetalklive.com. So unschooling, I'm a big fan of. I like that idea. I don't have any kids, but if I did, I would fully, I think, go in that direction, if, like you're saying, that's what the children wanted to do. I'm fully in support of that. But the other thing that I think that you talk a lot about, or at least that you're known for, is a method of parenting that doesn't involve punishing. And I'm looking on your website, danamartin.com, And there's a term here, authentic parenting. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, it's parenting without a script. You know, I think a lot of people on this path know they don't want to be authorities. They might know that they don't want to punish and they don't want to do timeouts and spank and all of that, but they don't really know what to do in its place. And so they may pick up some kind of natural parenting script, but it may not feel authentic to them. And to me, this life is about being who I am as a parent and expressing myself fully without fear and knowing that my children learn what they live. So their biggest influence is me and how I am in this world. So I take big responsibility for myself and my actions. And so it's just living in a way that you have from the beginning.
I think that the idea of not punishing a child is really foreign to people. I mean, I know that when I was growing up, my parents didn't spank me. They learned that spanking was bad. Like, you know, that's teaching kids that violence solves problems, and that's not a lesson you want to be teaching kids. And there's a lot of other reasons why spanking is bad. But they replaced that with, you know, timeouts, like you were suggesting before, or, you know, go to your room or go to the corner, those sorts of things. What are some of the other options? I mean, because maybe parents out there are probably saying to themselves as they're listening to you, oh, well, Dana Martin, maybe your kids are perfect angels, but my kids, you know, we've got problems. And what am I supposed to do about that? Just let them run amok?
Well, 99% of parenting books on the market today are focused on obedience and behavior. I mean, even like the nanny shows on TV and information you'll get from parents and doctors are all focused on behavior and controlling behavior, where this focus is really different. It focuses on the needs under the behavior. So I don't try to control behavior. I don't punish behavior. I don't reward behavior. I don't coerce or manipulate. I truly just focus on my kids' needs under the behavior, and I treat them as equals, and I know that their needs matter. So they've never been punished. We don't live by rules in our house.
So, like he says, it is foreign for me. We at my house decided that we weren't going to spank. We're going to have a experiment and not spanking. Everything's been fine. There are plenty of people out there that would say that I've spoiled my child by sparing the rod. And, you know, it just rings completely hollow to me because, things are fine. It's fine. We don't do a lot of timeouts, but we've certainly used them. Probably there's, I'm guessing, fewer than a dozen timeouts that have been used in his short little life. But there's kind of times when I wonder, you know, what am I supposed to do in this circumstance? And I don't know, you know, maybe you have a dog, maybe you don't, but my son has, at times found it interesting to harass the dog in ways that might harm it. And I really don't know how to handle that as a parent. I just, and I think that people go to what they know, which is this other paradigm of parenting, this authoritarian paradigm of parenting. They go with what they know when they don't know what to do.
So the situation with the dog, I would find out why he's doing it. Like, what is he trying to do with the dog?
Don't we all experiment with things in the world to see what happens? I mean, like kids throw rocks in the water to get stimulus, to watch little rings happen and
right,
see the splash.
This life doesn't mean that you ignore these kind of things. I mean, communicate like you would if it was a friend over the house or your party and say, hey, stop, you're hurting the dog. Mm-hmm. Come over here, buddy. Let's play with this. At five, distraction could be a great method. The older he gets, the more he's going to understand. But it's just being patient and explaining things kindly and calmly.
So you just treat them like an individual, like you would if a friend was over and they were acting strangely.
Yeah, I kind of look at it like, you know, if you had a foreign exchange student come stay with you for a while, live with you, and it's your role to explain the customs and what's appropriate and what's not. I mean, my kids, because they're not punished and because I'm not the wall between them and their desires in life, I help them get what they want. They're not afraid to communicate with me, and we have a really trusting relationship. So one of the
I think that's really valuable, and I don't want to downplay that at all, because I think that the difficulty is when the teen years come and they can, you know, do so many things in life that can can ruin their lives if they don't trust their parent. That trust is really valuable, and how do you build that trust? And you can't build it. You can't start at 11 and build that trust. You've got to start at 1 and, you know, before that and build the trust, it seems to me.
Well, I wish that everybody that's listening could come to this conference or any kind of unschooling event so you can see that the whole teen rebellion is a myth. Hmm. There is no unschooled teens that I know, and we know a lot, hundreds, and rebellion doesn't happen in the family because there's nothing to rebel against. Because parents
of
their child,
controlled.
They're not being controlled. My son's 14, and he's one of my best friends. He loves being around us. And we don't try to. We give him information. He turns to us as guides and as leaders in his life. But we're never in a situation where he's punished, or we help him get what he wants in life. And he turns to us for that. So he believes what we say. So even with the younger kids, Our kids have the freedom to swear, for example. That doesn't
mean, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean they're running around swearing all day, every day. Sometimes
right.
when they're younger, they try out different words for a while. But before we go to the store, for example, I'll tell them that, you know, most people don't really like to hear swearing. So, you know, don't run around here and please don't swear. People aren't comfortable with it. And mm-hmm. they respect that. They understand. Before we have new friends come over, before we go to somebody's house, my children will ask, are these people okay with swearing? And they turn to us for that information. We say, well, we don't really know them that well yet, so why don't we not around them? And they respect that because they know we're not a wall between them and their desires. They trust us. So it's a really different dynamic, but it works.
Yeah, because I think that the paradigms are very difficult for people to sort of give up that thing. I have not given that up. Fortunately, you know, we've managed to live in my house in the way that Jack really hasn't heard any swear words. So, you know, he hasn't been able to pick them up yet, but I don't know what we're going to do that first day.
Let's go to the phones here. Rick's on the line listening to WSCFM in Charleston, South Carolina. Rick, you're on with Dana Martin.
Hello, Dana. It's nice to talk to you. My first three children I did homeschooling with by ritual type of homeschooling.
Okay.
But my last three, the older two, we did a lot like you're saying with, you know, we just kind of told them, you know, you shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't hurt the puppy, you know, or whatever, you know, and left them kind of alone. The younger one wanted to go to school and graduated, which was what she wanted.
Rick, did you have a question for Dana?
Yeah. I know it sounds stupid, okay? And you probably tell me to get off the line.
No question. Go ahead.
There's no question too stupid. Just lay it on,
Rick.
I'm ready.
But I got, back in 2002, I got hurt and disabled to where I can no longer do anything. All of a sudden, I started realizing I remembered movies when I was not two, but...
All right, Rick, I'll tell you what. If you can really kind of firm up your thoughts, you got to get a question out quick for Dana because we want to make sure we get a chance to hear all she has to say here in moments. We're coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable. We have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now,
now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. If you've got a question for Dana Martin, you should get your call in now at 855-450-FREE. She is an advocate of radical unschooling and also authentic parenting and not punishing your kids. And a lot of people are going to bristle at that because they just can't even imagine what life would be like. But apparently, life's going fine for Dana and her husband. And was it three or four children? Dana, I'm sorry, turn your microphone on. That would help.
Yeah, we have four children.
Four kids from age 5 to 14, was it?
Yes.
So you've been doing this for a long time. You've got some experience. You actually are organizing a conference called the Life Rocks Conference where people who are do you have to be a currently unschooling parent to attend this, or could someone who's interested in learning more come up to attend?
No, we have parents that are new to this life. We have teachers coming up learning about it. We have parenting coaches. We have people from all over the world from all different walks of life. So you don't have to be a parent already living about this. You might want to come up just a father or mother to take in some sessions to learn more about it and to just see what these families are like. I think people picture people walking this path as like some radical hippies, or they have an image in their mind of what families like this must be like. But when you attend and you see that there's doctors, lawyers, people from all walks of life that are living this way, it's really eye-opening and inspiring.
That's liferocksconference.com. We'll continue with more with Dana Martin here in moments.
Life has emergencies. Emergencies come in all forms. A basic form of insurance against some types of emergencies is having some stored food on hand. If you go to food.freetalklive.com, you'll find the Legacy Premium brand. The Legacy Premium brand is the only one in the industry that's 100% GMO-free. It's the only one that's MSG-free, the only one that's artificial flavor-free, the only one that's preservative-free, and they've got the lowest prices on individual meals. It's $1.50 a meal on average. If you go to food.freetalklive.com, get the mega sampler pack. I think it's $1.53. Use coupon code FTL. Save 5%, I believe is what it is, off that already low price. And there you're below $1.50. That's, like I said, less than the competition on half of the competition on average. They're the only one. Actually, there's another company that that does this. They put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. And they've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. We've had Legacy Premium brand food, Ian, and I thought it was delicious.
That's right.
Yep. So you can go to food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there. I found it to be very, very motivating, but you can take it from me. This food tastes great. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to Rick. He is on the line in South Carolina listening to Charleston's WSC-FM. Now, Rick, I mean, I hate to, you know, try to truncate
right,
your call.
I've got into a question.
Okay,
I've got
great.
I've into a question for you.
Yes.
Schooling my children that way and trying to do it the right way and not punish them or any of that, you know, raising them your way, is there any possibility now that I'm at 63 that all of a sudden I've started learning that way?
Oh, yeah. This is something that's so inspiring about this life is I think most of us were raised to think that once you turn 18 years old, that learning's over because you were forced to do it for so long. You can finally be free, and most people choose to do nothing. And they never really expand and grow and learn. But once you rediscover that this is part of being human is to learn and grow, and it's a continuous process where you're always exploring and learning new things, it's so inspiring to your kids, and that's a big responsibility. So I think it's awesome that you're in your 60s and rediscovering learning.
Rick, good call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also Skype us at username lrn.fm.
Kids emulate what their parents do. That's what they do most of the time. If you're playing with the pots and pans in the kitchen, they want to play with the pots and pans in the kitchen. And so if you want your kids, if you unschool and you want your kids to learn, you want them to have some kind of relationship with learning, they've got to see that you're ready to learn, that you want to learn new things too. So if you're not doing that, then that's a parent's fear is that kids won't learn anything in unschooling. That will only happen if the parents don't value learning.
Right. I mean, this learning is like breathing. It's not separate from life. And when you live that way and you realize that it's part of being human is learning and growing and pursuing your interests and doing what makes you happy in life, that's a big part of it. So my children always are learning and growing. They always have new interests, and we're always there to facilitate that.
Nicole writes on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. She says, I thought unschool was more about being responsible for your kids' education, but the more ideas about it it seems to her that unschool parents just don't want to set guidelines for their kids and let their kids make all decisions about learning. How is this productive, she asks.
Well, I think you're mistaking unschooling with unparenting. There is a big mistake, a misconception about this life that parents, this is an excuse to do nothing. When in fact, I will say from experience that unschooling is not for the lazy parent. This is a very hands-on role. I may not be my child's teacher, but I'm their learning facilitator. So it's a big responsibility to facilitate their learning and bring more resources into their lives to learn and grow from based on their interests.
You can go to danamartin.com. That's D-A-Y-N-A, martin.com.
Right, and you've got a long pedigree of television shows. I meant to promo this in fact, the first segment, but I didn't get to it. But what shows have you been on? I like Dr. Phil?
Yep, we were on the Dr. Phil show. We've been on Nightline with Juju Chang's been at our house and experienced our life. Her son came with her, and we had a great experience with her. We've been on Fox News a couple times. I've been on the Jeff Probst show most recently, and we're working with ABC right now.
You also consulted on the OWN Network's Our America?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Our America show. We were a consult for their show that contained unschooling information.
Were you happy with that show? Because that's the only one of these shows that I've seen. Did you like the way that unschooling was portrayed in that show?
You know, it's really interesting how the media portrays unschooling. They definitely take the more sensationalized aspect of no rules and so forth. And
show the kid playing video games.
Yeah, they kind of play it up at a weird angle. So I have to say that the longer we go doing this and the more experience we have with TV, people are becoming more open to it and giving a more balanced perspective. The best experience, hands down, was the Jeff Probst show. My son and I were both on the show a couple months ago out in Hollywood, and it was awesome. He was truly asking sincere questions. But the Nightline episode we did a couple years ago was really ridiculous. They used sound bites. I mean, it was totally skewed.
Really edited, hacked up, huh?
Very hacked up.
So I've got more questions from Facebook.
Sure, sure.
Sharif asks, do Dana's kids or her and her husband use online resources like Khan Academy, Coursera, Udacity, EDX, OCW, etc.?
We don't personally, but we do have unschooling friends that use those resources, yes.
Adam Keller asks, how can people without children assist those in the unschooling and peaceful parenting movement?
I love this question. Conferences and those type of resources are so great. I have several speakers coming from all over the world that don't have children, that are really inspired to help kids with a lot of different aspects of life and education. So tap into some unschooling conferences. Send me an email. I'll try to find a place that you can inspire other people.
So the one thing that my credulity meter has gone off on here, the BS meter, as it were, is you spoke about having your own business. Your husband has his own business. I basically stay at home most of the day. I get here at about 6 p.m. to do the show, and my wife stays at home with our son. She generally goes out and does one activity a day. And she has one child, you have four, and she has no time to do anything. And I watch the lady, believe me, I'd like to give her things to do, but she doesn't have any time to do anything else. She's busy all the time. How is it that you can, with four kids, not be busy?
Ask anyone, no matter whether they're unschooling or not, and they say the more kids you have, the better you get at it. The better you get at managing your time. I spend individual time with each child, depending upon what time of day it is. You just get good at multitasking. And honestly, when my kids were younger, it wasn't like this. Now I really can do it. Now that they're older, my youngest is almost six.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot more time to be advocating and pursuing my interests and passions. But, I mean, my God, for the last decade, I've been nursing.
Yeah.
I'd have one kid on my breast. The other one's hanging off of me. I'd be walking all over in my pajamas all day. So it took a while to get to this point.
Okay.
Trust me.
Now, you talked about not doing reward. You don't do punishment, but you also don't do rewards. So, like, when I was growing up, my parents had me take out the trash, and I would get an allowance as a result of doing that work. What is the incentive? Do your kids help out around the house? You know, how does that work out?
Yeah, I get this question all the time about chores. I have an article on my website that I wrote about chores, that our kids don't have chores, yet they help around the house because it makes sense to do so, because they live there. It's never forced, but I just might ask them. I'll just ask my son, would you mind emptying the dishwasher? If he's in the middle of something, he might say, I'd like to finish this game first. I say, yeah, of course. You know, in the same way I might ask my husband, would you take the trash out? We have the same kind of dialogue with our kids, and they all help.
Now, there are consequences in life when you don't do favors for somebody. If ENS says, hey, you know, you're on the way into the studio kitchen to grab a glass of water, why don't you get me one? And I say, no, you know, in this, the most petulant voice I can come up with, he probably isn't going to do nice things for me in the future. But you really can't do that as a parent, can you? I mean, what happens if, for instance, I mean, it has to have happened. You've got four kids. You say, hey, will you take care of the garbage or the dishwasher or whatever? And they say, no, I don't think so.
They have the freedom to say no, mm-hmm. actually. And sometimes they do. Sometimes my husband will say no, I'm in the middle of something. But the natural consequences.
So does it all fall to mom?
Definitely not.
Okay.
No. We're pretty balanced in the house. Luckily, my husband works at home, so he's home with me a lot. During the day and so forth.
So does it all fall to the parents?
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd say it's pretty balanced. Like, I'd love for people to just spend a day in my life to really see what it was like. Because the older the kids get, the more they take on and the more they help out naturally.
We'll come back with more. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Three garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli-C.